When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Show
Poncho
with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, a great man once said, "I can't believe I know Groucho Marx." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe I know Dick Cavett. Please welcome to the Late Show, Mr. Dick Cavett.
Good to be here.
Dick, it's good to see you again.
You too. It's good to see you. You know, I realized I had a kind of dream last night. This could be odd and uncomfortable.
Why?
Well, because you have two late-night talk show hosts, so that the whole conversation could be no answers, just question, question, question.
It's just a, how are you?
How are you?
Why do you ask?
Well, I just... why would you ask me why I am?
Are you uncomfortable not asking questions, Dick?
Are you uncomfortable at all not asking? We could go on to this till the whole place is empty.
I've had the good luck of knowing you for a few years now, back from the old show. We get together so often and have a cocktail.
We go together, we have a mild drink.
A mild drink? You usually have an orange juice and Campari.
What a memory.
Yes.
And you have a pink lady. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Wow.
You don't have to drink it, but in case you need a refreshment, there's an orange juice and Campari.
Let me just see how it... Oh, that is good.
It is.
You know who drinks that?
Who drinks that?
Marlon Brando.
Not anymore. That's where you learned how to drink that, from Brando?
From Marlon Brando, you know, the actor?
Yeah, I'm familiar. I'm familiar. I'm familiar, yeah. He was in Superman. Now,
yeah, and he's a famous...
Why did he recommend that? What was the recommendation behind this cocktail?
He just said, well, why don't you drink on that? And I said, a scotch or something. He said, why don't you drink Campari and orange juice? He talks funny.
Oh, I know. And did he say why?
I did. I tasted it. And then... he introduced me to a member, believe it or not, of the Campari family from Italy. He has a connection there.
Wow.
You know my anagram curse, where I rearrange words.
Yeah, I've heard about this, that you automatically start rearranging words when you meet someone, like their name.
Well, tell me if this was a close shave or not. You're Mr. Campari, and I say, hello, Mr. Campari, and my mind rearranged his name, and it's, am I crap?
Yes. You kept that to yourself, I hope? You kept that to yourself?
I suppressed it, yeah. Check it out. But
now, everybody knows that you had a talk show. You had more than one talk show. Well, you know, I watched all of them.
But you must...
I did.
What? My God.
Now, people ask me who my influences are, and of course Johnny, and of course Dave, but the one that people don't automatically know is what a huge influence you were on me, because I loved watching the way you interview people. It was so honest. You had such interesting guests, unusual guests at times, and asked such interesting and kind of deep questions. Do you see yourself as differentiating yourself from the other guys that way?
Well, that's touching, by the way. Can you tell that I'm touched by hearing this? Yeah. Could this be why I'm frequently mistaken for you on the street?
Yes. For that reason and because I don't moisturize. Now, you had your own show, and I think you're the only person who went up against Johnny Carson in competition who Johnny still liked.
This is true. People said, you may be from Nebraska together, but this isn't going to cement your friendship that you're going opposite him. And I said, nobody's going to dream of my knocking Johnny Carson off the throne. And guess what? I never did. We remained friends. We talked about old things, some Nebraska memories and things. And sometimes when I started, as you know, to start a 90-minute show or a night talk show or whatever, you realize I've never done this before.
No, there's no preparing to be on the show by yourself and have your name out front.
I can't think of anything that would. I did some dumb things at first. I really was scared. I woke up and I thought, this is the first day of my life I'm responsible for a television show that's ad lib. I can't even remember who's on today. Somehow I got through it. But will your staff ever correct you or say, here's something you might want to change a little about yourself?
If I did anything wrong, they would, I'm sure.
At the beginning. Yeah.
I've told them, correct me if I ever make a mistake. And I'm waiting, I'm sure, any moment.
Yeah, well, you can start bracing yourself now.
Sure, exactly.
Awful day.
No, yeah, sure. No. You got to have people around you who tell you that you're doing you're terrible.
A friend will tell you this, yes. Actually, one woman on my staff said, Dick, I don't know if I should say this because you're the star, but you have a kind of a bad habit. When a guest is talking, you don't always seem to be listening. And she was right. I remember somebody be rattling on, and I'd say, watching the guest the way you couldn't sit and peer at me now, and I would think, this person's lips have stopped moving. I don't know what they were talking about. Oh, God. And she said, the other bad habit you have, I'm afraid, is that you don't seem to listen in another sense than they say something, and then you say something that has no connection to it. Because I was just scared to look up from my notes, number one, number two, number three. It would look like...
I'm sorry.
Older than us, which are now cut that out.
We got to take a break, Dick. Don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back with more Mr. Dick Cavett, everybody. Stick around.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, we're back here. We're back here from our commercial break with Mr. Dick Cavett.
Speaking.
Yes. One of your greatest guests was the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali. And
yes,
you have a new documentary.
You should mention that, yeah.
You have a new documentary on HBO, Ali and Cavett, and it's about Ali as seen through all of his appearance on your shows over the years. 14 times you met with him. What did you first meet Ali?
Ah, the very first time I met Ali was on a sidewalk, Hollywood and Vine, in front of the El Capitan Theater, which had become the Jerry Lewis Theater, and I was a writer for Jerry Lewis on that notorious two-hour show that ABC is still paying for.
Right. So what was the first interaction?
So they said, Ali's here. Go downstairs. He's out in front of the theater. And I ran downstairs and out in front of the theater, and there's a crowd looking at him, and there are two people fighting, really language fighting. One of them was Muhammad Ali, and one was a strange man who happened to be there. And it was terrible language. And then Ali said, I'm having enough of this. And he walks off, broke into laughter. It was all an act, and it was a case of what a wonderful actor he is. He knew he was so show canny, Cavett, forget it. He was so, he would know just one inch more moving would take him out of camera shot. He just, like Henry Fonda, always hit his spot without looking. And Ali broke into laughter, and he grabbed the man, and they were great friends after, but I thought, this man has showbiz instinct.
Was he Cassius Clay at this point, or was he Ali?
No, he was Ali by that time, yeah. I wrote some poems for him to read, and strangely enough, as each show of his was on, 10 times or whatever he was on my show.
14, we counted.
We became friends.
I mean, an extraordinary person to become friends with.
Like buddies, yeah. It's not so extraordinary when you think of our backgrounds are so similar.
Well, we have a clip here. This is some footage. You are in the ring with Ali here in this clip.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what's going on here?
I didn't know then, and I don't know now.
This is right before he's going to face Frazier.
Yeah.
Either for the original or for the rematch. One of the rematches, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'd had the two of them on the same show, and that was pretty exciting.
Wow.
At one point, they picked me up, and the two... Ali said, Frazier, who they were not great friends, let's pretend we're friends and get him. And they picked me up and held me in the air and moved me about. And fortunately, I could think of something. And I said, I just saw us. I'm squeezed between you two, and it looks like a giant Oreo cookie. Some people have not forgotten that.
Well, we have a clip right here of you in the ring with Ali. Jim?
Gosh.
Surprise?
I'm surprised that you're in such good shape. You don't see a bit of fat, nothing but bone.
You didn't even blink.
No, because I know you're not that crazy.
Do you do any of this kind of warming up stuff?
No, I don't do that. They do that
in
Boy Scouts and Olympics. The only exercise I do in the ring, Dick, is punch. That's the only exercise I do in here.
Listen, the danger is of my hurting you.
I've been wanting to do this ever since I come on your show.
You want to see a guy take a fall?
No.
Right. Now, you know how they do in the wrestling matches, right? Can you cover this? Okay. Now, let's just pretend you. Pretend that you hit me. Oh!
Well, Dick. Cheers to you. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, it was a pleasure to be here.
Ali and Cavett, The Tale of the Tapes, airs February 11th on HBO. Dick Cavett, everybody, the greatest.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.